And your host is Tom Post.
Greetings, everybody. Hold everything while we blast the airways with another edition of Comedy Capers, dedicated this time to two-timers, with apologies to our local politicians. Whenever I hear the word two-timer, I always think of love. Somebody has said that love is only a myth, but a myth is as good as a mile if the girl is living with her parents. Ah, that's on purpose, my friends. How the soever, we're off to the races with the Comedy Capers Varsity 3 singing, "You're Gonna Lose Your Gal."
You're gonna lose your gal. You're gonna lose your gal. Acting like a two-time lover, keeping kisses undercover. You'll wake up and soon discover you're gonna lose your gal. You're gonna fade away. You're bound to get that way. How can you be so conceited? Take a heart and then mistreat it. You can't have your cake and eat it. You're gonna lose your gal, and when she's gone, she won't come back. They don't come back, won't come back once they are gone. You're gonna be surprised, you never realize. Someone else can treat her nicer, someone else can choose her nicer, someone else will paradise her. You're gonna lose your gal.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. Nicely done. Yes, sir. You're going to lose your gal, which is a great trick if you can do it around payday. Well, they say nothing is as black as it's painted, but that doesn't hold good for those two southern gentlemen who sure hand out a mean Mason-Dixon line. The black aces swore and good.
Come on here, old two-timer. Say, boy, tell me one thing. Where is you from?
Louisiana.
What part?
Memphis.
Memphis, Louisiana?
Well, that's where I was born.
Why, Memphis in Tennessee.
When did they put it over there?
Well, it's always been there.
Well, don't tell me what not born down yonder.
I don't care where you was born. I say Memphis in Tennessee.
In Memphis in Louisiana.
How can Memphis be in Louisiana? Ain't Louisiana the capital of Toledo?
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking of Connecticut.
Yeah, I bet you don't know where Connecticut is.
It's in Iowa.
Where about? Where about?
About 30 miles from Keokuk.
Near what river?
Rio Grande.
Boy, that's right. Say, tell me one thing. How old is you?
Well, I'm about 25.
You was about. Don't you know your age?
Well, I was born 1886.
1886, let me see. 1886, 1887, 1889. That's right, you is just 25. Does you carry any accident insurance?
What I want with accident insurance?
You gotta have accident insurance before you can go down into the mine.
What mine?
Well, my bamboo mines I just discovered.
Do bamboo come out of mines?
Why, certainly. Where did you think bamboo come from?
I thought bamboo growed on trees.
No, you think about sugarcane. That grows on trees.
Where is your bamboo mine?
On the Bambahamas Island.
Bambahamas Island?
Yeah.
That's where we've been getting our whiskey from, ain't it?
Well, yeah, from the Green River on the Bambahamas.
Does they get whiskey out of a river?
Did you ever hear tell of Green River whiskey?
Yeah, I drunk it.
Well, where do you think Green River whiskey come from?
I thought they made it out of corn.
No, you think about fritters.
Say, listen here. Is the Green River the same as any other kind of river?
Yeah, only difference is that the Green River, the stream runs up.
I suppose that's what makes the whiskey so strong.
Yeah.
Do they catch fish in the Green River?
Oh, no, that can't be done.
Well, I thought maybe you could fix it.
But they do catch his turtles.
Oh, I suppose that's where we get our green turtle soup from. Say that here. Do you use the epidemic?
A what?
Epidemic.
What do you mean epidemic?
One of those little glass things with a needle in it that you stick in your arm.
Oh, man, you mean the antidote.
Now, who said anything about nanny goats?
Say, what have become of your brother?
He died with water on the brain.
Don't tell me. Water on the brain?
Yeah.
How can a man die with water on the brain?
Well, the Iceman hit him on the head with a block of ice.
Thank you, boys. And here is the ensemble to sing Grandfather's Clock. It reminds me of the time things were so bad that he had to lay off one of the hands. Oh, but here they are with the correct time as given by Grandfather's Clock.
Land by another on. It's 8 o'clock, he'll go tick-tock.
Years hurry by, how swiftly they fly, but grandfather's clock still goes on. Grandpa told his grandmama they were well and settled down in a little cottage in a quaint old-fashioned town.
One day she surprised him with a clock so straight and tall. Carefully they placed it right standing in the hall.
Now it's full of memories, its hands are worn with years. Often I can see its face smiling through the tears.
Grandfather's clock, oh grandfather's clock, stands all alone in the hall, ticking away as if it would say, where are the friends I recall?
Oh, grandfather's gone to a land far along, his faithful old clock still goes tick-tock.
Years hurry by, how swiftly they fly, but grandfather's clock still goes on.
Thank you. Grandfather's clocks are wonderful, aren't they? I wish my broker had a clock. I'd like to clean it for him. But I can't really be mad with two lovely ladies in the offing, so I'll just introduce Lovey and Lil, the beauty parlor operator and the girl from the dress shop.
Well, we're home, and am I glad. I never was so mortified, ashamed, embarrassed, and provoked in all my life.
Lil, would you mind reading that last line over again? And listen, Lil, bring it over into my neighborhood, will you? You know, you're going to force me to buy a dictionary yet. Just say lousy. For heaven's sakes, Lil, you know.
Oh, don't for heaven's sake me, Lovey. When I take you to another party, you'll know it.
I hope I will. I knew all about the one last night, didn't I? I only had one glass.
Yes, you only had one glass, but you kept filling it up all evening. Why, even the host noticed you.
Oh, that guy gives me the jitters. Can you imagine he proposed to me again last night?
He did, and I suppose he got turned down again.
Listen, Lil, he's been turned down so often, he looks like a bedspread.
Well, I guess he's decided to give you up. He phoned me this morning and asked me if I would marry him.
Just an old two-timer, huh? Well, he wouldn't be so bad, you know, if he wasn't so darn poor. What'd you tell him?
Oh, I slowed him up all right. I told him that when he got rich to ask me again and that I might consent to become engaged to him.
Oh, heaven's sake. That's not an engagement. That's an option. Say, honey, did you know that he's quite a celebrity in the sporting world?
Now, Lovey, don't tell me he's a prize fighter.
Oh, nothing so interesting, no. He won the high jumping contest here in Los Angeles during the Olympic Games.
He did?
Yeah.
How did he win it?
He backed into a javelin.
No, he's supposed to be quite a man about town.
Yeah, a fool about women. You can have him, Lil. He's my idea of nobody to talk to. You know, I can't understand how a man like him, with such a swell set of relatives, could be so dumb. I heard he went to a dentist to get his 1934 plate.
Yeah, he would. He says his family tree goes right back to the time when they lived in it.
He does. He says his family tree goes way back with the one Darwin writes about. Listen, mm-hmm. Lil, only two things live in trees, birds and monkeys. I don't see any feathers on him.
Lovey, he's so interesting. Now, what does he remind you of?
Honey, I'm telling you the truth. He reminds me of the ocean.
I suppose because he's so deep, restful, and romantic.
No, because he makes me sick.
Oh, Lovey.
There they go. Two girls who'd make some man a nice wife. And don't forget that in Hollywood, a two-timer is a yes man who stutters.
You're gonna lose your gal. You're gonna lose
lover. You'll wake up and soon discover you're gonna lose your gal, you're gonna fret away. You're bound to get that way. How can you be so conceited? Take a heart and then mistreat it. You can have your cake and eat it. You're gonna lose your gal, and when she's gone, she won't come back. They don't come back, won't come back once they are gone. You're gonna be surprised. You'll never realize. Someone else can treat her nicer. Someone else can choose her nicer. Someone else will paradise her. You're gonna lose your gal. You're gonna lose your gal. You're gonna lose your gal. Acting like a two-time lover, keeping kisses undercover. You'll wake up and soon discover you're gonna lose your gal. You're gonna fret away. You're bound to get that way. How can you be so conceited? Take a heart and then mistreat it. You can have your cake and eat it. You're gonna lose your gal, and when she's gone, she won't come back. They don't come back, won't come back once they are gone. You're gonna be surprised. You never realize. Someone else can treat her nicer. Someone else can find her nicer. Someone else will paradise, and you're gonna lose your gal.
And here we go, for it's time to drop the curtain on Comedy Capers for the time being. This is Tom Post bidding you adios.